It's so easy to say yes to a man, but there are times when you really need to say no. How do you? Well, if it's about bed, I think near honesty is the best policy. Why pretend you're a virgin if you aren't? It's handy, but it's cowardly. When he gets too forceful and squirming loose just isn't enough of an answer for him, you might say, "Look, you're terribly wonderful, but do you know that every attractive woman gets offers, and a girl can't go to bed with everyone who asks her. You wouldn't be interested in us if we did. You're lovely and tempting, and maybe a little later, but right now, let's just see how we get along for a bit." How do you say no to your husband when you just don't feel like making love? If you never feel inclined to say anything but no, I guess you need every excuse in the book. Migraine, vapors, announcing that the Tonight Show is over and you've decided to stay up and catch the Today Show. But I hesitate to put my brain to work on any great excuses to keep you out of bed with your husband. I'd rather encourage you to try to like it. If you do like the physical relationship of marriage, but occasionally you just aren't in the mood, well, I think this sounds friendly. "Look, darling, I'm feeling like an icicle tonight. I'm mean and I'm frigid. I love you dearly, but please check with me in the morning." Now, back to not being married. How do you turn off somebody you've already given in to, but you didn't like it? If you don't care about seeing him again, ever, you can just say, "I didn't like it." If you want to keep him as a date, however, but not do that again, you could say, "Do you know I can't think of anything you could say that would work? If you have any ideas, I'd love to hear them, and we'll put them on the next record." All right, here's a chap you haven't been to bed with. The problem is, were you under the influence of peyote fumes when you agreed you would even go out with him? How do you get out of the date? Telephone him. "Hello, Malcolm. Can I talk to you for a moment? You know, I've been thinking about our date tonight. I've been thinking about it all week long, as a matter of fact. Malcolm, my life is so complicated. You see, there's this man that I've been seeing for ages, and we're trying to decide whether to get married. We break up, and then we get back together again. It's probably a mistake, but you see, we're going to try once more to find out if we can make it work. So I guess this means I shouldn't see you if I'm going to see him." This kind of dialogue will sound as though you'd really rather see Malcolm about 1,000 times, but a deal is a deal. Malcolm will be gracious, I'm sure. Who needs a girl with that kind of problem? "Miss Abernathy, I've got some dictation to polish off tonight. Maybe we could have dinner at my place and you bring your shorthand book?" "Mr. Frankenheimer, you are one of the world's most attractive men, but I simply cannot risk getting to like you too much. I haven't any sense about these things when someone is as devastating as you are. I just wouldn't be able to know how to handle it. If that happened to us, well, I'd have to leave, and I couldn't bear that. I want to stay with you forever and ever." By now, Mr. Frankenheimer should be backing off across the room and should be asking you to place a long-distance call to Mrs. Frankenheimer in Miami. No matter whom you're saying no to, compassion is the keynote. It must be ghastly to be a man. They have to make most of the first moves and run the risk of rejection hourly. Who wants to be rejected? Please make your no the least hurtful, the most lovely no you possibly can. You may want to change your mind someday.